We're happy to have join us now on Morning Air, Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione of San Francisco, talking about a great event coming up this weekend as we're not only fighting fires in California and COVID still, but also fighting for the right to worship as we ought to be able to. Archbishop Cordiglione, great to have you along today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, tell us what's coming up this weekend and kind of what it has to be called in order to even happen in San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco is the most restrictive county of any in the United States when it comes to rules for worship, and which is already, as I've been maintaining, an overstep of authority. I mean, the government has a responsibility to ensure public safety, but they can't restrict the right to worship. So we want to demonstrate our faith and the importance of the First Amendment right to worship and the primacy of God. So people in the Archdiocese are organizing three Eucharistic processions that will start out from different parishes in the city, but converge on to City Hall at 10 o'clock, and then we will process up to the cathedral for Mass. Well, Masses will be in different groups. The limit is 50 people outdoors for a religious service. So we will have groups of 50, and each one will be at their own Mass, but will be gathered there on the cathedral property. And I'll be able to preach to everyone gathered there. This is, a way of demonstrating our faith, to give a public witness to the primacy of faith and the primacy of God, and that the Mass is essential. So we're demonstrating our faith under the slogan, "We are essential, free the Mass." The Mass needs to be freed up so God can be brought back to the center of our society.
We know the rules for gathering indoors, outdoors, whether it be at a restaurant or bar or whether it be a worship service, vary greatly all around the country. Like you mentioned, it seems to be the most stringent regulations anywhere in the country currently in San Francisco. How has that battle or discussion, or maybe battle is appropriate, Ben, in trying to get things loosened up?
It has been very frustrating. I've used every argument imaginable to make the case and to demonstrate the unfairness and what it really means to care for our people's health, not just physical and economic health, but mental and spiritual health. City officials seem to convey an understanding of that, but then nothing happens. Even with the new health order that was issued recently, it still prohibits religious services indoors. And although they continue to allow indoor for the purpose of live streaming a religious service, and they allow the people necessary to serve it and to live stream it up to 12. But if it's not being live streamed, it can't be held indoors. And now the new health order allows one person inside of church to pray at a time, while at the same time, they're allowing these extended one-on-one services to operate indoors, such as barbershops and hair salons and nail salons and massage parlors, and yet only one person at a time inside of a church. So it's been very frustrating, and we're suffering under this unequal treatment and being deprived of our First Amendment right.
Archbishop Cordiglione, we're kind of shaking our head here on the radio, which is not a visual, but hard to imagine those stringent limits. I imagine other activities are allowed indoors.
Yes, and they've been allowing indoor retail at a certain percent capacity, 25, I believe it is now. At one point, it was 50% capacity indoor retail. I've explained how a church can be a safer place than a store. I know the idea is in a store, you go in, make a purchase, and leave, but many stores, people can be in there for an hour or more, and we can keep our masses to within an hour. And it's a more controlled environment. People are stationary. We can ensure they keep the safe distance and wear masks and guarantee airflow, opening doors and windows and sanitizing high-touch areas. It can be a safer indoor environment than any store where people are moving around, maybe bumping into each other, touching things. But I get no response. I get no response. So we want to publicly demonstrate our faith. We are also doing this with a petition drive. And I would encourage people to go to the website, freethemass.com, so they can sign the petition to insist to our city that they free the Mass and allow people of faith to worship as is our natural right and as is protected in the First Amendment. It's freethemass.com.
Well, in trying to negotiate over the course of sort of normal life in the past with officials or get the story across to secular journalists, not everyone necessarily understands the faith, as many may have used to automatically generations ago. Do you find it's a matter of not understanding the specialness of having Mass in person, or knowing but not necessarily caring that much?
I don't know. At first, I thought it was because they don't understand the importance of the practice of religion for the overall public good, and that it's one less place for people to gather. It's not essential, so people can follow live stream. But now I'm beginning to wonder if it's because they've gained control over the church that they have no authority to have, and they're not going to let it go. This is what is worrying me now when I see this latest health order. It's a huge overstep of their authority into the internal life of the church. We readily recognize the state's authority to issue guidelines for public health. We're ready to observe them. We submitted a safety plan back in May along with other faith communities. We followed the guidelines of the Thomistic Institute like everyone else in the country did. They're very thorough, very detailed. I know they think it's a good plan, but we never got approval of the plan so we could go back to operating, as did stores. Stores submitted a safety plan to the city. They got them approved, and they went back into operation. So I'm fearing it's this sense of control that they have over our lives, and in particular over the church, and they're going to have a hard time letting go of that.
Well, Archbishop Cordiglione, we find that Mass generally has been very safe since it's opened up the last couple months around the country.
As I've been pointing out, and others have been saying, a study was conducted by three infectious disease experts of 1 million Masses celebrated over a 14-week period. And in those Masses where they followed the safety protocols, basically that template that the Thomistic Institute issued, in those Masses, there was not one infection traced to a Mass. And people continue to get infected, right? They're going to stores and they're going to bars and, you know, they're protesting and they're going places. And we know there are very high infection rates in daycare centers and, of course, nursing homes. So people are getting the virus. And yet the state doesn't shut down those activities because we know there has to be some allowance for activities. Again, observing safety standards to protect the public health, but not depriving people of their rights.
Archbishop Cordiglione, are you finding allies in other parts of the state that might be having a little better luck, including those in other Christian denominations that are pushing back pretty hard too?
I'm getting some support from people here locally and all throughout the state that see what's happening and are supportive. I know some other faith denominations here are equally upset at the unfair treatment, in particular the Orthodox churches here. They're also sacramental churches as we are, right? For us, a live stream isn't the real thing. For us, it's because they're sacramental churches. It's the physical reality is essential to our worship. You can't receive sacramental communion virtually. So we're encouraging people for spiritual communion, but this can't go on for an extended period of time. So we need to agitate to allow us to return to worship so people can receive the body and blood of Christ and be spiritually fed. Otherwise, it's going to be to the demise of everyone. When religion collapses, faith collapses, it's to the demise of everyone.
Archbishop Cordiglione, and then if you would again give us the plan for this weekend and also how people can sign that petition too.
Yes, so we'll have processions from three different parishes. It's kind of a way of also highlighting the ethnic cultural diversity of the Archdiocese, one from the Mission District, which is heavily Latino, another from St. Patrick's Parish, which is very Filipino, and then another one from the Inner Richmond District, Star of the Sea, St. Dominic's Parishes, which are a lot of young people there and more kind of Euro-American descendants of the Italian and Irish immigrants. So these three processions will converge at City Hall at 10 o'clock and then process up to the cathedral for the multiple Masses beginning at 11 o'clock. And we're demonstrating the importance of our faith, again, under the slogan, We Are Essential, Free the Mass. And people can sign the petition at that website, freethemass.com.
And Archbishop Cordiglione, finally, just we have to ask, since you're in California, the land of many things, including all kinds of wildfires currently, what's the situation there and the air quality starting to get better finally?
Here in San Francisco, the air quality is getting better. I believe this is a record number of different wildfires all throughout the state. So it seems to be getting worse every year. Last week, the air quality was very bad. It was very dark. All day long was very dark. There was so much smoke in the air. It's kind of like what it's like when there's an eclipse of the sun, you know. But the air quality, thank God, has improved now, at least here in California and San Francisco. So we're better off here. They're still bad off in other parts of the state and other parts of the Northwest. Oregon is very bad with the air quality and the fires raging out of control. So it depends on the spot. Right here in San Francisco, we're okay, though.
Archbishop Cordiglione, we appreciate your time. We have our listeners praying for you, your efforts this weekend, and for the health and safety of those up and down the West Coast as well. And if, along with all that, we could ask for your blessing on the radio now.
Yes, thank you. And may the blessing of Almighty God come upon you and remain with you forever, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.